Good morning. We're continuing Chayadam Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Hey, a Simon Tess, which talks about the halachas of halachas neiros. The Seder, which we are learning about the halachas neiros, is sponsored anonymously as a schus for those in each shidduchim. So the Chayadam is going to say a few points now, which we already have touched on, but let's just see them inside. He points out, Omnam, B'yamim Haksorim, Shemizacheris Lot Leisha Bechanus, Rachakach Rechetzis Vileveshis. So it's a short Shabbos, short Friday afternoon, and the woman's running late. She was late. She was in the store. It was late, and now she comes home. She wants to wash herself and get dressed. She's putting herself in a potential situation of chilul Shabbos. We should point out to the women they should come home early to get dressed, wash themselves and get dressed early. If she is running late, what she should do is light the neiros wearing her weekday clothing. That's a bigger mitzvah than putting on big day Shabbos and therefore getting in a situation by the time she lights, it's already a suffolk chilul Shabbos. Okay, let's say v'mabal roya shemis acheres. The husband sees the wife is running late. Mitzvah gadola shehu yad lekaneres v'leishkiach b'katatos ishtoy. So the husband should light. His wife is going to be upset at him that he lit instead of her. It's her mitzvah. Should be upset. Well, we're going to override that, and the husband should light. Even though the wife will be upset, which is a big chiddush, because we mentioned that one of the reasons for lighting is because of shalom bias, and this is going to be directly affecting shalom bias. The wife's going to be very upset at the husband. But even so, we do need the people to be sitting on Shabbos with light, and the temporary disagreement about the fact that he lit will be overridden by the fact that the house is lit, but not in a form of chilul Shabbos. If that wasn't an option, so nobody lit, some of Benish Moshe's, so it's better to sit in darkness than to be in a situation of a Suffolk Chilul Shabbos. A further option, Bimroya Shukar of Benish Moshe's, Bashit and some of Benish Moshe's, Mitzagadoyla, Shloyadik, Eliyatabla Nochri Lahadik. Alternatively, what one can do is ask a non Jew to light. So we have multiple options over here. One is, if necessary, a person will sit in darkness over Shabbos. This was all of their illumination. They didn't have electric lights. They didn't have other illumination. The Ner Shabbos that they were lighting was the illumination, but it's better to sit in darkness than to be illuminated through Chilul Shabbos. They have an option of asking a non-Jew to light for them. And that's, since it's Benish Moshe's, we said Benish Moshe's even a mir lachem, even on a deraisa is mutter l'tzarich mitzvah. This is considered a tzarich mitzvah. So it's what one is allowed to ask directly to the non-Jew to light the neiros. We have a choice of the husband lighting the neiros if that's necessary. Before the point of Benish Moshe's, the husband will light. And then we have the option of the woman who's running late lighting the neiros, wearing her big day chol, not her big day Shabbos. So we have multiple ways to address this concern. But all of them come together. The point is there should not be chilul Shabbos in any way, shape, or form. That's not the point. That person should light neiros in a way which is chilul Shabbos. Vashrei asom derochav, akol l'shem shemayim, a person who takes into consideration all of the ideas, the issues beforehand to avoid coming into a situation which potentially is improper. We say in Bamim Malikin, and one of the points of Bamim Malikin is that a husband has responsibility to share certain thoughts with his wife before Shabbos. He should ask her if she's taken off Meiser, because you can't take Meiser. He should ask her whether they made an Eruv, a Ruvit Chumen, if needed. And he should tell her to light the neiros. So this is this din, that it's husband's responsibility to make sure that the wife is doing the proper thing. The husband can't say, well, it was her problem. The husband has the responsibility to be Mazaris' wife to make sure that she lights the neiros in the proper time. In the parentheses, the Chayyim addresses the fact that the Rambam brings this end of Halikos and Ner. He doesn't mention the other 2 points that the husband is supposed to say to the wife, and he's not sure why that's so. Okay, so that's so we obviously these ideas over here are not new to us. We've already touched on most of them, but the Chayyim just really gave us a full thought. The Chayyim basically spells out the various different responsibilities and options that one has to do to avoid Chilul Shabbos. Have a good day.